from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Now we welcome Jesse in as the Padres continued. Longest road trip of the season, but maybe you were a little refreshed by the All-Star break. Makes it a little more bearable, Jesse.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, if you're going to have one three-city trip, first of all, that's not bad. You know, most teams have multiple three-city trips over the course of the season. I think next year, as I peeked at that schedule that came out, there are multiple three-city trips for the Padres. So if you're only going to have one, A, that's a win, and B, as you said, kind of coming out of the All-Star break, not bad. And then the added bonus, I heard you say it a moment ago, you know, having to go from Washington to Baltimore is about as easy as it gets. So, you know, all things considered, you know, it's a long trip certainly, but set up pretty well, I think.
Now, you got remarkably good weather in Cleveland as well. Like, it wasn't too hot. Yeah. It wasn't rainy or anything. Yeah. I don't know. Wood said that maybe some rain in the forecast later this week, but that's kind of almost a minor miracle when you're traveling East Coast in July.
Yeah, no, it was so nice in Cleveland. I feel like we weren't even able to enjoy it because we know that, like, there will be a counterbalance to that.
Yes.
It's like, oh, okay, we're getting 73 in clear skies in Cleveland in late July. And yeah, there's rain in the forecast here all week. Now, it was like on and off yesterday. You know, it was one of those where it says 80% chance of rain and it looks like it's going to rain every minute of every day. But that's not how it works here. You know, it's smaller storms, you know, that kind of pop up and move around. So it could be, you know, pouring at our hotel, but not at Nationals Park 3 miles away. So, you know, I mean, in terms of the baseball this week, we'll hope to get a little bit lucky and get these in without, you know, any kind of major rain drama. But yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be raining at some point every day we're here. You know, again, whether that means at the ballpark during the game or not, we'll see. But, you know, yesterday, off day, I was out and exploring and definitely had the umbrella, was dodging some storms. And, you know, that's just how it is on the East Coast in the summer, as you said.
D.C. is probably a pretty good town to have an off day in. If you like history, and I know you do, and I do, I can't wait till my kids are old enough to take them out there and see. Where did you go yesterday? Did you go to the Smithsonian or anything like that?
So yesterday, I you know, I'm a big Smithsonian guy,
yes.
But last year I was lucky enough, I got a White House tour, which was really special. I had never been there before. So this year I went to the National Gallery of Art, which I had never been to before.
Fancy.
Which was phenomenal. No, it's great. You know, I mean, that's the beautiful thing, right, about the National Gallery of Art, the Smithsonian. They're all free. You know, I mean, you just walk right in, there's a metal detector, and then, you know, you go off and do your thing. So, you know, if it's not your cup of tea, it's kind of on to the next. But it was wonderful, man. It's definitely an elite off day city. It's a great running city, which I like. It's a great museum city, which I like. So, yeah, man, days like that go a long way to kind of help you get through the craziness of the
God,
season.
I so appreciate a good running city myself. I just, the better the running
that.
City,
yeah.
The better it is for
why
me.
Why don't you fly out here? It's like about, 4.5 miles from the hotel, the National Mall. It's easy, man. We get it done in like 35 minutes.
35? Yeah.
What's the worst running city? San Francisco?
Gotta be.
It's gotta be bad.
Gotta be bad.
No, I love running in San Francisco.
Up those hills?
I've got a really good route. Well, so you have to be strategic about
right.
it. The route I run from our hotel has been well planned over the years. It's one hill at the beginning, and then you're kind of downhill and then down to the Embarcadero and around the waterfront. It's beautiful.
Nice.
But the bad ones, and this is no shot, but like,
Same
you know, the Cincinnati, you know, St. Louis, we stay in a nice neighborhood, so there's some running there. But, like, putting weather aside, if we stay downtown, but there's, it's like a lot of short little blocks with a lot of lights, there's not a lot of parks, those are the cities that are not great running cities.
Do I?
The beige cities.
I just had a mental image of you. Are you this guy when you're running in, let's say, Cincinnati, and a lot of blocks, you got to stop. Do you keep running while you're waiting for the walk thing to start? You know, you're
like in place?
Yeah, running in place.
Oh, yeah.
You are that guy.
No.
Thank God.
What I will do is, if I feel like I'm on a really good roll and I don't want to stop, I'll like kind of like run the other direction and like you turn around.
Yes.
But I'm not going to do running in place at the walk sign.
I'm so glad that we could still be friends.
About all these things. Do you wear like Padres gear? Because they have you know, like athletic gear when you're running from the club, or you do?
I have Padre gear.
Yeah.
I try not to generally wear Padre gear unless I'm working, like a polo, you know, that I have. Around the house is one thing, but like when I'm out and about, not really.
Do you think he runs in like a Profar jersey or something?
Not a jersey, but like one of the t-shirt tops that the players will wear like spring training.
I wasn't sure.
I was curious. All trying to paint a mental picture for myself of Jesse running through the streets of Washington, D.C.
Batting practice top,
Padres
shorts.
I work out sometimes in the Padres jerseys.
All right. Jesse Agler joins us this morning.
Those City Connect shorts they have.
Yeah, the City Connect. You look so good in those. Me too, with my creamy white legs. Just incredible.
Yeah. With the compression shorts coming out of the bottom. It's a good look for me.
It's a total give up, man. Jesse Agler joins us live from Washington, D.C. right now here on Ben and Woods. And we were talking about it earlier, Jesse. I'm of the opinion that probably the fireworks that happened at Petco Park, I just a gut feeling on my behalf, just I feel like it's probably over. But then again, I've been wrong many, many times. Do you foresee anything carrying over? I guess is it game dependent? If they go high and tight to Profar, will it get the hairs on the back of the neck standing up?
It's a fun one to think about, and we obviously have been kicking that around amongst ourselves the last couple of days because it's definitely recent enough and it was explosive enough, you know, that you can't write it off completely. I think what you just said is kind of the thing. As long as there's no further stuff, I imagine, look, both teams need wins, you know, so, I mean, when you get into that position, you know, if you want to distract yourself with that kind of thing, it can really go against you, and we may have seen that with the Nationals, you know, when they were in town last month. But like you said, even if one just gets away, even if it's like a slider, right, and it gets away and it's a bad look, you know, there does come a point, right, where push becomes shove.
Yeah.
I don't know that, like I said, I my gut says, nah, you know, the Padres swept the series. They took care of whatever they needed to take care of. You know, the Nationals obviously were upset after the first game. They did what they thought they needed to do after that. So it should be done. But again, if something happens in the game, you know, you figure maybe fuses could be a little shorter than they would be, you know, had this series been against any other team, because of what happened, you know, fairly recently. So, all eyes on K-Bert Ruiz, I guess, as the series begins. But my gut says so long as there's nothing wonky that happens, you know, it's already done. You know, the Padres got the best revenge last month at Petco. They won all three games of those series. You know, they did so in dramatic fashion the first couple of nights. You know, that last game, remember the Nats attempted a comeback, but it kind of fizzled out, and the Padres got what they needed, which was a sweep and their best homestand of the season to this point. That was that 6-1 homestand against the Brewers and the Nationals. So, look, at this point, you know, what are they now? Two games back over 500. You got the trade deadline bearing down in a hurry. Remember, the Padres will not play another home game until after the trade deadline. Now, it'll be 3.5 hours after the trade deadline against the Dodgers on the 30th. But, like, there's a lot going on here that matters a lot. And so that's mostly why I expect, you know, kind of business as usual. But you never know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And Jesse, we're certainly expecting the Padres to try to add some pitching help, yet argument can be made that the last three games, as good of starting pitching as the Padres have gotten all season long, and awesome. They've had good pitching at points during the season, but that series in Cleveland, just your thoughts on what you saw from Waldron, from Cease, and from King.
I mean, it's a really good reminder of what baseball looks like when you get great starting pitching. You know, and it's not easy and it's not automatic, and those guys all, you know, deserve an endless amount of credit. But, you know, that old cliche about, you know, good starting pitching being good hitting, it's true. And if you're able to get not only quality starting pitching, but deep starting pitching, you're going to win so many games. It's what it's always come down to in the sport. A million things have changed, you know, since the days of Babe Ruth. But one thing that has not changed and probably will never change is if, and I know it's a huge if these days, but if you're able to get that kind of starting pitching, you're going to win an awful lot of games. And, you know, we saw Matt Waldron just absolutely nasty with the knuckleball. Cease was borderline unhittable in that second game. And then, you know, Michael King basically picked up right where Cease left off, which was remarkable in the final game on Sunday. You know, the Guardians were in a little bit of an offensive lull going into that series. You know, into the All-Star break as the Padres were. But they got some really talented hitters on that team, including, you know, one of the guys I think is a top three hitter in baseball, and Jose Ramirez. And the Padres just tied those guys up in knots the entire weekend. It was awesome. You know, it's a very kind of good tease of like, boy, what could a playoff series look like, you know, if those guys are pitching like that. But as you said, you know, in order to be able to get to a position where you're able to roll those guys out in a playoff series, you're probably going to need some help. And the reality is the Padres are not alone in terms of needing more when it comes to pitching. So it's going to be a fascinating, what is it, week now, you know, between now and the All-Star, I mean, the trade deadline, because, I mean, the supply and demand is way out of whack. And that creates kind of a fun chaos around baseball. It really does.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Talking to Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning. And one thing you always hear about, maybe even worry about when you're a fan, at least, and you say, man, the vibes in
you
this,
worry?
I a little bit.
Less
than I used to. Really, less than last year. I'm worrying way less this year than I was last year. And that's kind of the direction of this question was, you know, you hear, hey, you don't want to remove this guy from the clubhouse because the clubhouse would crumble, or you got to make sure that the chemistry is right. You're around this team, you know, way more than us. In comparison to last year, is there a palpable difference between the chemistry this year and last?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For
yeah, we
sure.
see
I don't,
it.
I don't
you know, we see it on
it.
You see it on TV. You hear, you know, stuff out of the just you're hearing way less about anything, you know, dramatic going on this year. It does
it's like
seem
the only words Jackson Merrill knows. We had each other's back.
We got each other's
back.
We're
family.
Yeah, we're family. It is pretty refreshing to see. And you know, you do worry about chemistry being affected, but if you get the right piece, I don't think you have to worry about that at all.
It's one of the really, really nasty variables that is almost impossible to account for before a trade. Because look, the reality is, look at this, you know, from a purely mathematical standpoint, like ice cold numbers on a spreadsheet. The Padres want pitching. So they're going to go out and they're going to look at who the best pitchers are, who are available, that they think they have the prospect and roster, capital to go out and get. And you almost, in a way, can't think about personality. Now, do you check on a guy? Sure, you want to make sure he's not a total cancer, a total knucklehead, but, like, they need pitching, and that is the priority over chemistry, because you can have all the great vibes in the world, but if you have a couple of starters who can't get out of the fifth inning on a regular basis, it ain't going to matter, right? Because you're not going to get to where you're trying to get to. But that does matter. And, like, that stuff does matter. And it's, as you pointed out really well, it's not just, all right, what is the guy you're bringing in? But it's also, if there's a guy or two leaving, yep, what did they provide? So it's a very, very difficult piece of the puzzle. You know, if we're going to call the roster construction a puzzle, you know, I think the trade deadline, you're dealing with a lot of pieces that are face down. And you're really like, you're like, all right, I think this fits over here, but could also be totally on the other side of the thing because, you know, I can't see the picture. And that's the quote unquote fun of being a general manager in this league, because that stuff is huge, but really, really difficult to account for unless, you know the guy personally or somebody in your front office has been around him before or that kind of thing. But like, you know, whenever, you know, this team makes a move or is getting ready to make a move, you know, they have in the past, I know for a fact, you know, gone to guys on the roster who have played with player X and been like, hey, talk to me about what kind of guy he is.
Sure, yeah.
And that's good to get that intel, but it doesn't always necessarily mean, you know, you're getting the right information. You know, just because two guys were friends in some other city doesn't mean it's going to work perfectly here. So again, you're trying to get as much data and information as possible to try and make an informed decision, but it is still really, really difficult. You know, I remember you got us having a conversation a couple weeks ago, the cliche about sometimes the best trades are the ones you don't make. I mean, it's tricky. It's really, really tricky. But all that being said, I do expect action. I think everybody does. You know, and so buckle up. I mean, it could certainly start before the deadline. And, then, you know, as I said, I think the deadline is a week from today at 3 p.m. San Diego time. So get ready. We'll see.
All right. Incorporator time. And, Jesse, since you're heading back to Baltimore, scene of the original crime, I thought we'd do a little throwback, a food related incorporator for today. But of course, they've gotten much more challenging over the years. So Paulie, if you would please.
Fenugreek.
Fenugreek. An Indian spice with bitter seeds and aromatic green leaves that have a maple-like aroma and are less bitter than the seeds. Fenugreek.
Ooh.
Never had that. Have you?
You probably have.
Oh, maybe I have.
Yeah, you probably have.
Like,
yeah,
in a curry of some sort.
I don't really eat Indian food.
Yeah,
I eat chicken nuggets and mac and
you can
cheese.
Find
you
it in
that.
The supermarket if you keep sharp eyes out. It's
fenugreek.
Not that exotic, but yeah,
it's an exotic word. Yeah, I like that.
But it's an odd word and one you wouldn't normally find.
You know, you're not gonna find it at the ballpark. That I can promise you.
Probably
right? You're not gonna find fenugreek there.
Maybe it's Spiro's in one of their bowls or something. I don't know. You can find somewhere at Nationals Park you think has a fenugreek stand.
Maybe, you know, like an Indian food stand. You know, I mean, that's the, I love Indian food, and the number of spices that goes into like every dish is remarkable. If you've ever, you know, looked at a recipe for Indian food, I mean, it's like thing after thing after thing.
Yeah.
Just delicious.
That's what a curry really is. It's a spice blend.
Yeah.
It's just a blend of a lot of spices.
Yeah, you learn a lot on Ben and Woods. You really do.
Jesse, have a great rest of your road trip. Safe trip back to San Diego next week for the trade deadline and the Dodgers. When we talk to you next Tuesday, should be an interesting week.
I'll be in Hawaii, buddy, so aloha and mahalo.
You're taking the deadline off. Wow.
Like I had a choice. I just go where I'm told.
If either one of us did this,
yeah,
I mean,
we'd be
Ben did it.
I did.
Remember when he did do it? He did.
And I got absolutely killed.
Kill me. I'll be drinking a pina colada from a coconut. I don't care.
Let's let Jesse go. Thank you, Jesse.
Bye, Jesse.
Bye, Jesse.
There goes Jesse Agler.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.